John Doherty with the Radio Tacoma Climate Minute. When we reach net zero CO2 emissions, global temperatures will stop rising. The sooner we do that, the sooner we can start the long, slow process of getting the atmospheric CO2 concentration back to something like historically normal. And while we're getting to net zero CO2, we need to stop putting methane, nitrous oxide, fluorocarbons, and fluoride gases into the atmosphere, most of which stay in the atmosphere for hundreds to thousands of years. I encourage myself by understanding that addressing global warming is not a win or lose. Every step we take, every tenth of a degree temperature increase we avoid, the sooner we'll get to net zero, and the sooner we'll stabilize the climate, and the sooner we'll stop adding to human suffering. That's a hopeful message. But it only happens if we continue to work our butts off to create a carbon-free energy system. We shall not cease from our struggles until at last we have secured a livable world.